Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Only the Paranoid Survive by Andrew S. Grove, longtime Intel leader, is a management classic about how organizations endure and win when their world shifts. Grove focuses on what he calls strategic inflection points, moments when the fundamentals of a business change because of technology, competitors, regulation, customer behavior, or shifts in costs and channels. The title captures his core belief: success breeds complacency, and complacency makes companies vulnerable. Rather than treating change as a rare disruption, Grove frames it as a recurring test that demands vigilance, fast learning, and decisive action. Using widely discussed episodes from the semiconductor industry and Intel's evolution, he explains how early signals can be spotted before the market makes the new reality obvious. The book blends practical leadership guidance with a clear model for diagnosing threats, choosing where to commit resources, and mobilizing people through uncertainty. It is written for operators, not theorists, and remains relevant to modern disruption. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, strategic inflection points as the true drivers of corporate fate. Grove's central idea is that companies rarely decline because of one bad quarter or one flawed product. They lose because the basis of competition changes and they keep playing by old rules. He labels these transitions strategic inflection points, periods when a force such as a new technology, a new business model, shifting customer expectations, or a new competitor alters what success requires. The importance of this concept is its practicality. It encourages leaders to ask what has changed in the environment rather than merely improving execution inside the existing plan. Grove outlines how inflection points can be positive or negative, and how they often arrive disguised as incremental noise. A new entrant might target a small segment, margins might erode gradually, or a supplier might gain power step by step, yet the cumulative effect can be a turning point. The topic also reframes strategy as a living process. Instead of producing a static plan, leadership must continually test assumptions about value, differentiation, and cost structures. The goal is to recognize when optimization is no longer enough and when reinvention is required. Secondly, detecting weak signals before the market makes the shift undeniable. A major challenge in any inflection point is timing. Move too early and you may waste resources, confuse the organization, or abandon profitable assets prematurely. Move too late and the window closes. Grove emphasizes scanning for weak signals, the small, early indicators that conditions are changing. These signals can show up in customer conversations, changes in sales cycles, pricing pressure, churn, new patterns of usage, or the types of questions prospects ask. They can also come from competitors hiring in new areas, partners shifting alliances, or emerging standards and platforms. Grove encourages leaders to build multiple listening posts, frontline sales and support, technical communities, distribution partners, and even critics who see problems sooner. He also stresses interpretation. Data rarely announces a turning point on its own, so managers must create forums where anomalies are discussed openly and compared across functions. The value of this topic is that it provides a disciplined way to reduce surprise. You may not predict the future perfectly, but you can notice when your old model is starting to fail and begin experimenting while you still have options. Thirdly, making the hard choice to pivot and committing to a new direction. Once leaders suspect an inflection point, the next task is deciding what to do, and Grove is blunt about how difficult this becomes. Organizations are built to defend existing products, processes, and status, so the old business will argue for patience and continuity. Grove's guidance is to treat the decision as a strategic commitment rather than a minor adjustment. A pivot may require redefining what the company sells, which customers matter most, and how success is measured. This often means reallocating talent and capital away from familiar winners toward uncertain bets. Grove highlights the importance of confronting sunk costs. Past investments in facilities, brand positioning, or legacy product lines can create emotional and political resistance, yet they are not reasons to keep a model that no longer fits. The topic also underscores sequencing. Companies may need transitional strategies, such as running the old and new models in parallel, while setting clear milestones that prevent endless indecision. Ultimately, Grove argues that survival depends on clarity. Half measures can drain resources without building a viable future. Fourthly, leading people through ambiguity, fear, and organizational resistance, inflection points are not only analytical problems, they are human problems. Grove explores how uncertainty amplifies internal politics, anxiety, and denial. People interpret change through the lens of personal risk, job security, prestige, and competence in a new environment. A leader must therefore combine candor with stability. This topic centers on communication that is frequent, specific, and grounded in observable reality. Grove suggests that leaders should explain what is known, what is unknown, and what the organization is doing to learn, rather than projecting false certainty. He also recognizes that debate is essential, but it must be structured so that dissent surfaces information instead of becoming sabotage. Decision-making should be firm once a direction is chosen, because lingering ambiguity exhausts teams. Another key element is aligning incentives and metrics with the new priorities. If compensation, promotion, and recognition remain tied to the old business, the transformation will stall. Grove's broader point is that culture can be an early warning system or a barrier. Companies that reward truth-telling and adaptability detect shifts sooner and respond faster. Lastly, building a durable paranoia, systems that keep the company adaptive, the title's paranoia is not about panic, it is about sustained alertness. Grove argues that lasting winners institutionalize the habits that help them notice and respond to change repeatedly. This topic focuses on creating mechanisms that keep strategy connected to reality. Examples include regular competitive reviews, customer feedback loops that reach senior leadership, and cross-functional meetings where anomalies are investigated rather than explained away. Grove also points toward experimentation as a hedge against uncertainty. When signals are mixed, running small, fast tests can reveal where demand and economics are moving without betting the company immediately. Another element is talent development. An adaptive company invests in people who can learn new domains, collaborate across boundaries, and challenge assumptions. Finally, Grove frames paranoia as humility. Even dominant firms must assume they can be disrupted, which keeps them attentive to new entrants and adjacent markets. The payoff of this approach is resilience. Instead of treating transformation as a rare emergency, the organization becomes a learning system. That mindset reduces the likelihood that the next inflection point becomes an existential crisis. In conclusion, this book is best for founders, executives, product leaders, and managers who operate in fast-changing markets, as well as anyone responsible for strategy, go-to-market, or long-range planning. It is also valuable for professionals in stable industries who want to understand how stability can vanish when technology, regulation, or customer expectations shift. The benefit to a reader's life is practical. It sharpens your ability to notice early warning signs, challenge comfortable assumptions, and make decisions under uncertainty. Those skills translate beyond business into career planning, where industry inflection points can redefine which skills and roles stay valuable. Compared with many management books that focus on motivation or broad frameworks, Grove offers a crisp lens and operational guidance rooted in real competitive dynamics. The concept of the strategic inflection point gives you a way to name what is happening, diagnose its causes, and choose actions that match the scale of change. The writing is direct, the ideas are memorable, and the emphasis on disciplined listening and decisive commitment makes it a worthwhile purchase for readers who want tools they can apply immediately rather than inspiration alone. If you would like to support Andrew S. Dye's Grove, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.